Hello and welcome to another episode of Bouncing Back with Yasmin Adams. I'm Cindy Sweat, and joining me over the phone is Yasmin. Hello there.
Hello, Cindy. Hello, everyone. Happy to be on another week.
We're very happy to have you on another week here on KSTK. And I just want to remind any listeners that these episodes are also available on our website, kstk.org. Just scroll down to the community section and you can find this episode along with all of the other episodes. So thanks, Yasmin, for helping us produce Bouncing Back with Yasmin Adams, talking about mental health and music. What is our topic for today?
Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about the health benefits of pet ownership, rather that's a dog or a cat.
I've read that having pets around can really boost a person's mood. It's nice to cuddle with a furry critter, helps make you feel better, and there seems to be some research behind that. What do you have to tell us about pet ownership and the benefits, mental health benefits of pet ownership?
Yeah, you were talking about cuddling with pets, and that is actually one thing I wanted to talk about to help combat things such as loneliness and depression through companionship, especially for people living alone or even older people who have an emptier house than they're used to.
So can you expand a little bit more on that?
Behind the scenes, internally, cortisol levels, which is the stress hormone, is being reduced through interactions such as petting and cuddling.
So there's actually science behind that, and that's why you feel good, because your cortisol, your stress level is being lowered. How about the elements you mentioned about being alone, or for an elder person, often our elders are living by themselves?
Yeah, I can even speak to that from experience, because I live alone with my pet. And even through research, it was backing that up through the idea of increased sense of purpose and kind of another reason to get up in the morning and help establishing a routine. A lot of people who struggle with mental health, you know, sometimes the simple act of getting out of bed is the hardest thing they do that morning. And I know for me personally, having my cat depending on me to get out of bed in the morning and feed her is a really big reason and a really big help in my life.
What do you think about, I'm just thinking of, you know, you have another warm-blooded heartbeat in the home with you just for companionship?
I was going to say it's also been linked to lower risk of cardiovascular disease and like lower blood pressure, which is also really interesting to me, just simply having another, like you said, warm-blooded animal around.
I occasionally visit our long-term care facility here in Wrangell, and once in a while they will bring dogs up. And I know it really, you can just see the smiles on the residents' faces when they're petting that dog and, you know, seeing that wagging tail. It just really cheers people up, even for just a few moments.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it's really sweet.
Yeah. There's even a lot of hospitals that provide not exactly service animals, but like emotional support animals for people who have long-term stays in the hospital. Do you have any pets, Cindy?
I have a very old kitty. She's 19 and still around.
I love that. Cats, they can't live pretty long, it seems.
Yeah. She's definitely showing her age and can't do what she used to do. But I still get that feeling, you know, when she's curled up next to me, and it's nice. How about you? You said you have a cat?
Yes, I have a cat. She is 2. I haven't even had her for a year. And then I grew up with 2 dogs, June and July. One of them is still alive. She's also pretty old. And then I grew up with a cat as well. So lots of pet experience in my lifetime.
Yeah. I think with dogs, too, there's an element of almost all of them offer this unconditional love. They're always happy to see you, mm-hmm. you know, more than just your purpose to get up out of bed and take care of their needs. But even if you mess up, even if you do something that's not great for them, they always forgive you. And I think that's having that kind of unconditional love in a person's life must be positive for mental health, I would think.
Yes, 100%. Another health benefit that kind of applies more to dog owners than cat owners is increased physical activity. Dog owners tend to be a lot more physically active by doing things like going on regular walks and more active playtime than you might have with the cat. And, you know, I think that is a good segue into things to consider before getting a pet, because lifestyle is a big thing you should take into consideration when deciding the type of pet you should get. I love dogs. I am a dog person, but I simply just don't have the lifestyle to have a dog right now because of how much I'm gone from my apartment.
That's very wise of you. So let us know, what sorts of things do people need to consider before getting a pet?
A big thing that I would think of is financial responsibility. You don't think of how the little things are going to add up, such as the food, the toys, the vet care, or if you have a cat, supplies like litter supplies. Another big one is preparing your home for a new pet if you don't have previous pets already. Things you might not think about, like some of your house plants you have might be toxic. Or maybe the way that you store your electrical cords or your cleaning supplies might not be secure enough for a new curious pet in your house. And then, like I said, lifestyle. If you have a dog, you are going to need to be home more, or maybe have other people living with you who can help you care for that dog. I think that's a big lifestyle one that I can think about. I don't think of many other lifestyle changes between dogs and cats. People always say that cats need less attention, but I disagree with that. I think they need just as much of attention as dogs do.
Yeah, cats may not need to go outside as often as a dog does. Some cats can live their lives inside, but they still need someone to take care of their litter box and feed them. And they also need the personal attention from the human. They'll suffer from anxiety sometimes, depending on the animal, but they don't like to be left alone any more than we do.
Yeah, 100%.
Under lifestyle, I would also just include, think about if you're someone who likes to travel a lot, are you going to be able to bring your dog with you when you travel? Or do you have a support system, a friend, a family member, or maybe if you live in a larger place, an organization that can house your pet for you and take care of your pet while you're gone?
Yeah, that's a really good point, Cindy. With my cat, even, she does travel well, but that is also something that could go into financial responsibility, boarding, care of that nature.
Yasmin, this has been a really fun, interesting, and informative conversation. Can you give us a quick summary about pets and mental health and the topics we've talked about today?
Reducing stress and anxiety through interaction, such as cuddling and petting. We talked about how that lowers cortisol levels, which is the stress hormone, also can help combat loneliness and depression, especially for older people or people living alone. And again, that increased sense of purpose and that reason to get up in the morning. If this episode resonated with you, you know, think about getting a pet. Think about the pros and the cons. Think about how it would work with you and your current lifestyle. Maybe even if it's not a dog or a cat, maybe it could be like, I don't know, a turtle, a fish tank, maybe.
For sure. Yeah, there are lots of options.
Yeah, but I think everyone needs a pet in their life. Maybe I'm biased, but that's what I think.
So,
and I also wanted to wrap up with just some bouncing back announcements as well.
Okay, let us have it. What are your bouncing back announcements?
Just reminding everyone, the Carving Shed is open on weekdays from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. to stop by and see what's happening over there, as well as Shakes Island is available to rent for special events.
Hey, we're going to have a totem pole raising ceremony in the middle of July. Are you going to be in town for that?
I will be in town in July. I'm not sure what week it is quite yet.
Okay, so I believe the totem pole raising will be the 18th through the 20th. Hopefully you'll be in town for that. It'll be wonderful.
Yes, very excited.
All right, Yasmin, thank you so much for joining us again today. I look forward to talking to you next week.
Yes, goodbye, Cindy. Goodbye, everyone. Have a good week.
This week, Yasmin has picked out music about friendship and companionship to accompany our conversation about pets and mental health. We hope that you will enjoy the following music. She has selected Put a Little Love in Your Heart, done by Jackie DeShannon, Send Me on My Way, Guy Meets Girl, You're My Best Friend by Queen, and We Are Going to Be Friends by the White Stripes.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see it's getting late, oh please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place, and the world will be a better place for you and me. Here, just wait and see. Another day goes by, still the children cry, put a little love. If we want the world to know, we won't let hatred grow. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. All the world will be a better place for you and me. Here, just wait.
Say about the We clean numbers, let us learn to spell. Nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball back to class through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. We don't notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. We sit side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends. If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of, when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me, like one, two, three, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you, like four, three, two, and you'll be there. 'Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Tossing and you're turning and you just can't fall asleep, I'll sing a song beside you. And if you ever forget how much you really mean to me, every day I will remind you. Oh, find out what we're made of, when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me, like one, two, three, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you, like four, three, two, and you'll be there. 'Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Do I do?
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Now some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy. And as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.